USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC Advisory Committee has unanimously voted to add COVID-19 shots to the child and adolescent vaccination schedule. The decision leaves millions of parents worried due to reports of rising injuries and deaths caused by the vaccines. In addition, the CDC is set to decide on whether Pfizer and Moderna should be permanently shielded from injury liability resulting from COVID-19 vaccines. Former UCLA student Christian Seeker was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison on Wednesday for his involvement in January 6. Embattled Los Angeles councilman Kevin DeLeon said Wednesday he will not resign amid anger over a leaked tape that revealed him participating in a meeting in which Democrat officials made racist remarks and planned to expand their political power. Former City Council President Nuri Martinez has already resigned. Acting L.A. City Council President Mitch O'Farrell.
The resignation of Councilwoman Martinez is the right first step. And to also say that Council Members Cedillo and De Leon must follow suit.
Vice President Mike Pence has some comments on Russian President Putin.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is warning against the growing populist tide in the Republican Party. Speaking at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, Pence admonished Putin apologists unwilling to stand up to the Russian leader over his assault on Ukraine.
As Russia continues its unconscionable war of aggression in Ukraine, I believe the conservatives must make it clear that Putin must stop and Putin will pay.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
San Diego and Houston baseball teams won overnight in the Final Four race to the World Series. One game tonight, Yankees at Houston. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The White House continues to push its green agenda as energy costs are skyrocketing in a country only 2 years removed from energy independence.
President Biden met with some of the grant winners at the White House Wednesday afternoon, saying while the investment in domestic battery production will create jobs, it'll also present new challenges.
Demand for critical materials is set to skyrocket by 400 to 600% over the next several decades. The demand for minerals like lithium and graphite, and expected to increase by as much as 4,000%.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
France's Naval Group has unveiled a scale model of the nuclear-powered, all-electric, new-generation aircraft carrier that is set to replace the nuclear-powered Charles de Gaulle in 2038. The carrier will weigh 83,000 tons and will be just over 1,000 feet long. An Oklahoma inmate will get no help from the Supreme Court of the United States.
The U.S. Supreme Court is denying the last-minute appeal for an Oklahoma man on death row. The court has rejected the execution stay for Benjamin Cole, who's scheduled to be put to death Thursday. Cole was sentenced to death row in 2004 for the killing of his 9-month-old daughter by breaking her spine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.